dwelling in God's presence. Now, I want you to say to someone by your side, as you are dwelling in God's presence, you will receive a turnaround. I tell somebody, I pray that prayer for somebody. Now, walk to your seat and preach to three people. As you are dwelling in God's presence, you will receive a turnaround. I didn't say touch that person. Preach to that person. You receive a turnaround. You receive a turnaround. You receive a turnaround. Now, I want you to say to yourself, as I dwell in God's presence, I will receive a turnaround. Say it again. Say, as I dwell in God's presence, I will receive a turnaround. Say for the last time, as I dwell in God's presence, I will receive a turnaround. And if you believe me, shout amen like thunder. I join my faith with the chaplain, and I pray from this altar for you that as long as you dwell in God's presence, beginning from this night, you receive a divine turnaround. You receive a divine turnaround. You receive a divine turnaround. I can see everything turning. I see everything. I see everything. Tema, tema, tema. I can see everything. I see everything. I see everything. Say that like a king and a queen. I would have just said, let me pray for you and we close tonight. But if I do that, somebody will say, Bill, I say the guy not prepared today. You know, get message, just call me a so song, now you sing. No. Now I want to prove you wrong. I'm going to preach to you for a few minutes and then we pray and go. Turn around of dwelling in his presence. You can't dwell in God's presence and your life remain the same. It doesn't happen that way. You cannot be in his presence and there is no changes in your life. You can't sit by the fire and your body will not be warm. Is it possible? Everyone that dwells in his presence, there is a turnaround for the better. I pray for you. This year of dwelling in God's presence, and for the remaining 2 months of the year, there shall be a turnaround in your life. There shall be a turnaround in your life. There will be a turnaround in your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Esther. Number 17. Prof, did you check our statistic yesterday? How was it? Correct? We didn't miss anything at all. Come on, celebrate, Prof. Celebrate. Esther was written between 516 to 506 BC. Jewish scholar ascribe it I have just about 9 minutes to 6 o'clock on the dot. I'm going to pray for 7 minutes. Seven, and then I'll be through. Jewish scholar says that the book was written by Ezra, even though it bears the name Esther. Are you still here? Augustine of Hippo and the Babylonian Talmud, they support this view that the book of Esther was written by Ezra. The book has 10 chapters and the verses, 167 verses. All the words put together, there are 5,637 words. It has 21 questions and 11 commands. Esther's name means star. Another name of Esther, it means a flower, a myrtle. Somebody that has no father and no mother. She became a queen in a foreign land. I don't know how many people that are saying, I have no helper, I have no father, I have no mother. Your life is not dependent on your father and your mother. Your life is more than a father and a mother. You came from above. And the one who brought you from above will stand by you. Am I talking to somebody? So when you say, I have no helper, I pray for you from this altar. After this meeting, the help you are looking for, the helper you are looking for, they will locate you in the name of Jesus. We have so many uncles and aunties, but they don't render help. Am I talking to somebody here? We have so many uncles and aunties, they have money, they have what it takes to help you, but they don't listen to you at all. If not for Mordecai, Esther would have been a nobody. Somebody that will make you a somebody. Somebody that will help you to the level that your generation will celebrate you. I commend you to that person in the name of Jesus. I want you to know that everyone that is seated here tonight, you are a star in your generation. You are not just a nobody. You are a star. The Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Am I talking to somebody here? You are a star. And I pray for you, whether the devil like it or not, you will be a star and continue to be a star in your generation in the name of Jesus. Every flower carries beauty and it carries scent. It is the scent of a flower and the beauty of the flower that attract insect for pollination. Am I still talking to somebody? Can I pray for you from this altar for the remaining days of this year and for the remaining days of your life? May your life attract blessings. May your life attract favor. May people be attracted to your life for good. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Watch this. They were in a foreign land in Susa when the king Ahasuerus was ruling, and one man decided to wipe them out because one person refused to bow down to him. Mordecai was keeping the gate. When you are a keeper at the gate, you open door for people to go in. And you open door for them to go out. You don't go in and you don't go out until you close from work. To be at the gate is to remain in one position. To be at the gate is to be restricted. There are people who are keepers of the gate in life. They remain in one place. They worship or share testimony in the church. They don't have one. A cobra mandayando le suti empire in Zoto. I pray for you from this altar. You will not be fixed in one position. You have been hearing people's testimony. Right from this moment, they will hear your testimony. They will hear your testimony. The power that keep you in one position. The power that keep your children in one position. If you chant them, they are uprooted in the name of Jesus. They are uprooted in the name of Jesus. They are destroyed in the name of Jesus. The word is, Haman planned to wipe out Mordecai, to kill him, and all the Jewish race, he want to wipe them out. Listen to me. He naked the bed said, in things all apart, as men have learned to shoot without missing, he has learned to fly without passion. Prof, remember saying that you teach us English. So while Haman was planning to kill, heaven was also planning to promote Mordecai and the Jewish people. Listen, what is the turnaround? When you dwell, you know what happened? Mordecai sent a message. He said, if you don't do anything, Esther, you will perish. All the Jewish people will perish. Esther said, everybody go and do what? And fast. Go to the presence of God and dwell there. For how many days? 3 days. All of them dwelt in God's presence for 3 days. After that 3 days, there was a turning in the realm of the spirit. What was the first turning? There was a divine project. The king could not sleep in the night. Turning of dwelling in God's presence is a product of what I call divine project. Every project turns your life around. Every project lifts you to another level. Every project takes you from where you are to where you ought to be. It moves you a step forward. There was a divine project. What was the project? That night the queen could not sleep. Because why? Somebody need to be promoted. God need to work on somebody's life. And the person have not received anything at all. Two people plan to kill the king. And Mordecai heard of it. He exposed them. They were punished. And that night, king read the books. And he saw everything. And he said, bring Mordecai. We need to promote him. A divine project started in Mordecai's life. Can I pray for you? From this altar, by the message and by the word of God you are hearing, may God start a project in your life. That project will turn your life around. That project will project you before your generation. Somebody shout, I receive it. What was the project? God said, this man needs to be honored. And the king said, what honor has been done to Mordecai? Why were talking about the honor? Haman just came in. And he said, oh, somebody did something for the king. What honor do we give? Haman said, who again? Who do you want to honor than myself? He counted so many things that he want to enjoy. Not knowing that this man has been eyeing the king. He want to be bigger than the king. Whoever that want to overthrow you to enjoy your blessings, that person will be under your feet. And the Bible says that Haman counted so many things, and the king said, go and do that one to Mordecai, who is always sitting at the gate. Can I pray for you? God will use your enemies to promote you. God will use your enemies to project you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. What is the turnaround? What produces the turnaround? The turnaround was a product of divine honor. God decided to honor Haman. No, he decided to honor Mordecai and reduce Haman. If you read chapter 7, chapter 8, Mordecai was no longer at the gate. He became a governor general. His life received a turn. Honor was bestowed upon him. Finally, Haman wanted to wipe out the Jews. And God said, you can't kill them. It is you and your family that will die. He ended up hanging himself. He ended up hanging his family. And the Bible says, his wife, his wise men, they spoke to him. His friends, they told him, if Mordecai is the seed of the Jews and you are fighting against him, you will fall before him. Can I pray for you? For the remaining days of this year, whoever that is fighting against you, fighting against your children, if you shout him, they will die by fire. Yeah. What did they turn around? There was a divine deliverance. What did they turn around? There was a divine project. What did they turn around? There was a divine honor. What did they turn around? The Jewish people, Mordecai, Esther, and everybody were delivered. Stand on your feet, everybody. What is the turnaround? Is that not a divine project? A divine honor? A divine deliverance? I call it a divine PhD. You can't have a PhD and your life is not turnaround. Fight for your PhD. Don't remain as first degree person. Go for master. Fight for PhD. When you already have your PhD, fight for a professor. Write project. Write articles. Contribute to journals. And you become a prof. There's going to be a turnaround. There's going to be a turnaround. Lift up your two hands towards heaven. Father, I receive a turnaround. I receive a turnaround. I receive a turnaround. I receive a turnaround. I'm going to decree three things. Bring your hand down and open your two hands. I'm going to just prophesy three things. As your hands are open, if you can shout to me, from now to the end of the year, may God start a divine project in your life. May God start a divine project in your family. A project that will turn your life around. A project that will turn your family life around. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Number two, from now to the end of the year, may God honor your family. May God honor your life. May God decorate your life with honor. The honor that will make people to congratulate you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And for the remaining days of this year, if your aim can roar to heaven, you are delivered from the hands of the enemy. Your families are delivered. Your homes are delivered. In the name of Jesus. From this altar, every problem that follow you to this meeting, as your amen roar to heaven, they are crossed by fire in the name of Jesus. The problem is fire down. Thank you, my Father. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Can I hear better amen in the air? Now sit down like a king and a queen. Let me appeal to all of us. You can't dwell in God's presence and your giving remains the same. On Sunday, we will be thanking God here. The chaplain knows what I'm doing in my church. I stayed there in 20 years before I left. Every year, I give 1 month's salary as my thanks given to God. 1 month's salary. How can I be collecting 12 months salary and during Thanksgiving, I cannot give you 1 month's salary? That's what I've been doing for many years. And some of my church members, we were already doing that before I left. And my wife does the same too. This God, whatever you have is not enough to thank him. Even if you give your whole salary for a year, it's not still enough. But try in this Thanksgiving. Go a step further than what you are doing. And the blessings of God will remain with you forever. In Jesus' name.